Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I am your host, Neilson Denver, and in this show, the basics of petty cash. Petty cash is designed to help you process small value items. The hint here is in the word petty, which means small, and cash, which means the expenses paid for by cash. So petty cash is for expenses of a small amount paid for by cash. Items such as a box of tea bags purchased in the local shop is an example of a petty cash purchase. The petty cash system, I find it works for anyone. No computers needed, pen and paper and a calculator only required. No special bookkeeping skills needed and can be done by anyone. If you use a computerized account software, you can also use the information generated in this petty cash systems. First, you need a petty cash box. This is usually a metal box that has a compartment inside to allow you to keep your coins and notes in readily identifiable areas. So if you're looking for a 50 cent coin, you look in the 50 cent compartment. You do not throw all your coins and notes into the box in one big pile. Two, you need petty cash vouchers. These usually come in a pack of 50 and they have the word petty cash voucher written on them and allow you to record the date, the amount and type of expense incurred and to allow you to give each voucher a unique reference number. Number three, an analysis book. This book is to allow you to analyse each petty cash voucher into the type of expense incurred and if necessary to a place to record any VAT you may be able to claim back. Now, let us not confuse petty cash with expense claims. If someone is claiming expenses, they fill out an expense claim form and they are usually refunded their expenses by cheque or by a bank transfer to their bank account. People who fill out expense claims usually do this on a regular basis and are usually for larger amounts. Do not allow expenses to be paid from the petty cash box, as their expenses are not petty and they will drain the cash in your petty cash box. If someone goes to the local shop and spends €2 on tea bags, they can come back to the office, get a petty cash docket filled and get their €2 refunded to them then and there. The petty cash box allows this to be done as you have cash to pay small item costs. Keep the float low, €200 should be the maximum. No receipt or invoice means no petty cash is to be paid out. If someone doesn't come back with a receipt or invoice, you do not give them cash out of your petty cash box. Keep their petty cash box under lock and key. Restrict access to the petty cash box. Reconcile it every day. Write up the analysis book every day. Usually work it on a monthly basis, that is, total your analysis book every month. Use the impressed system for replenishing cash in the box. We'll talk about that later. And don't let people use it for change if that can be avoided. Otherwise, you'll run out of all your own small change and end up with €50 notes, which are no use to anybody. When you set up an analysis book for petty cash, you need headings as follows. Date, details, folio number, the total, and a VAT column if required, and then for each expense you want to analyse, you set up a column heading, e.g. you could have canteen, parking, newspapers, stationery. There should be no need for lots of columns to analyse expenses. Petty cash is just generally for a small group of expenses. The impressed system. The impressed system reduces the possibility of fraud and also makes it easy to reconcile your petty cash expenditure to the cash paid out of the box. First, say, place €200 in the petty cash box. Record each petty cash purchase by first attaching the till receipt or invoice to a petty cash voucher. Write on the petty cash voucher a folio number, the date of the petty cash claim. This does not have to be the date of the till receipt. Write on it the reason for the expense and the amount of the expense. Write the petty cash docket up in your petty cash analysis book. At the end of the month, you total the petty cash book. The amount in the total column should be the amount of money that was taken from the petty cash box. So if €185.64 was spent, there should be €14.36 left in your petty cash box. So the total column of your petty cash analysis book should be €185.64, And when you count all your coins and notes in your petty cash box, you have €14.36 left. So you should write a cheque for €185.64, the amount that was spent in the month. Cash it and put that cash into your petty cash box. This should then bring the amount of money back up to €200. That's the amount of money in your petty cash box is now back up at €200. Notice you did not write a cheque for €200. You wrote a cheque for €185.64 to bring the cash in the box back up to €200. This is the impress system, replenishing only what you spent. Now, this information in your analysis book, your petty cash analysis book, if you want to get this information into your computerized account system, you can take the total of your petty cash book and the total of each analysis column, and you can create a petty cash invoice. This can be just simply, you get a piece of paper, write the total, the totals of each of the analysis columns, and there's your petty cash invoice. This petty cash invoice can then be entered into your account system as a purchase invoice, just like any other invoice. The system I described here for petty cash is one alternative method of dealing with petty cash. I find it works for all situations because it is a manual system, no computer skills are required, and because it is mostly documenting, no bookkeeping skills are required. If necessary, the analysis of the petty cash expense can be done by a different person. The petty cash person can simply fill in the total column, and a bookkeeper can fill in the analysis columns later. In future podcasts, we will go into how to deal with problems that may occur when running a petty cash system, such as shortages in the petty cash or not having enough cash to meet all the petty cash expenditure. That's it for this show. As always, you can email the show on bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the website. If you are subscribing using iTunes, please go and rate our show on iTunes so I can see reaction to these shows, and hopefully this show will move up the rankings of podcast shows on iTunes. Thanks for listening.